跟长老一样。
My household is the same as the pastor's.
两个女儿。
We have two daughters.
我们老大生在Louisiana.
My first daughter was born in Buffalo.
我们老二生在这边。
My second daughter was born in Boston.
生老大的时候，我的医药保险是有200块钱自费款自出。
So when my first daughter was born, there was a $200 deductible from the medical insurance.
那老二在这边生的时候，我们的保险是全付。
But when our second daughter was born, the insurance paid for everything.
所以当我们抱着 Grace 回家的时候，我们家里面说 Grace is free.
So when we brought our Grace home and we said the Grace was free.
所以恩典是不是无价的？
Is grace free or valueless?
对不起，这个弄乱掉哈。他们预备的是下午堂的，所以差一点你们现在进入下午。如果您愿意，而且身体体力来得及，让我们一起来读今天要读的经文。
If you're able, shall we all stand up to read the scripture for the day?
好不好？我们这几张的幻灯片，头一张我用中文读，大家中文跟我一起来。第二张用英文，我们用中文、英文起印读完。
So we'll read page by page. The first page of the PowerPoint will be read in Chinese, and second one will be in English.
好，我们一起来。你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。到了 Ephesians chapter 2.
Philippians chapter 2. My dear friends, shall we together, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。我们一起来到主面前。
Let us pray.
主，我们仰望你。
Lord, we look up to you.
就在你自己纪念你降生的日子。
As we remembering your coming down to this earth.
我们问这个问题，到底你的恩典是不是无价？
We ask this question, is your grace truly free?
但愿你无往不在的圣灵教导我们。
May your ever-present Holy Spirit to teach us.
借助人的教导。
Through the teaching of your servants.
借助你自己圣洁的话语。
Through your holy words.
你打开我们的心窍。
You can open our mind.
让我们回到你的怀抱。
So we can return to your bosom.
在耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 各位请坐。
Please be seated.
刚刚我们读的以弗所书第二章第八节，他说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 through 9 says, For it is by grace you have been saved through faith.
如果有人问您，基督徒的信仰到底跟所有全世界其他的信仰有什么不一样？
If someone asks you, what is the difference of a Christian faith to any of the other religions in the world?
你会如何回答?
How would you answer that question?
因为他从死里复活。
Because the Lord Jesus was resurrected from death.
因为他神道成肉身。
Because the word became flesh.
但是英国的大思想家C.S. Lewis 他的答案不是这样。
But the answer from C.S. Lewis is different.
因为很多其他的宗教也好像讲到转世啊这些神秘的话语。
Because there are other religions also talk about similar mysteries like reincarnation.
但是 C.S. Lewis 说，基督徒的信仰最大的不同，与众不同的是恩典。
But the C.S. Lewis emphasized the biggest difference from Christianity is grace.
你们得救是本乎恩。
You're saved by grace.
我盼望在这个时候给你们很快的列出来基督徒的信仰跟普世的信仰有什么不一样。
So I would like to quickly compare the difference between worldly religion with Christianity.
在各位手中的周报有这么一张，您可以快快的填充。
This is included as filling the blanks for from your handout.
所以我们很快的过去，希望你来得及。
We're going to go by it quickly and hope you have time to write them down.
所有世界的宗教讲到工作，讲到功行。
And a lot of world religions talk about your deeds.
基督的信仰讲到恩典。
Yet the Christianity talk about grace.
世界宗教讲到我们要靠自己的力量来修行，来积功德。
In the world religions talking about self-actuations by deeds and by rituals.
但是神的话，圣经的话说，神的礼物乃是永生。
Yet in Christianity, God's grace is for eternal life.
世界的宗教说我们要进入涅槃，要上西天，要立地成佛。
in the Buddhism, they're talking about nirvana and to become a Buddhist in underground or in this earth.
在以弗所书刚刚我们念的是四章第八节说到我们本乎恩典。
Yet in Christianity, we're saved by grace.
世界人的说法不光是宗教说没有免费的午餐。
In the world religion, they emphasize there's no free lunch.
但是在圣经给我们看见基督徒的信仰，我们的恩典乃是无价之宝。
Yet in Christianity, the grace is free and also is priceless.
我在这个讲义的里面，我特别请你把那个 cheap 那个廉价化掉。
Especially here in this handout, I want you to cross out the priceless, the cheap, the word cheap.
因为恩典是重价所买回来的，而不是廉价的。
Because you are bought by God's grace.
在箴言书有一句话说，有一条路世人都以为正，却是死亡之路。
In Proverbs, it says there is a path, there is a way that everyone thought was right, but yet that leads to death.
约翰福音十四章第六节，耶稣基督说：“我就是道路，唯一的道路。”
Yet Jesus Christ says, "I am the only way."
在世界的宗教，在行为的底下说，我犯罪，我自己做，我自己当。
Yet in the world religion says, when I committed a sin, I'm responsible for that.
我靠我自己。
I'm going to be self-reliant myself.
而且救我自己。
To save myself.
但是在恩典的底下，是神主动，他为我死。
But under grace, it is God who died for us.
世界的宗教，世界的信仰说，我靠我的努力，我能够做到。
In the world religion says, through my own effort, I can accomplish it.
但是基督徒的信仰说，神的工作，神能。
Yet in Christianity, that I cannot, but God can.
在佛教说到放下屠刀立地成佛。I change.
Whatever that means, I change. It's to put down your butcher's life and you become a Buddha.
但是基督徒，我的朋友们，我们可以来到这位造物者的面前。照做我们的本相。
But in Christianity, it is just as I am, or just as you are.
所有世界上的信仰讲到哪要做哪些事，不要做哪些事。
In all the religions, we talk about do's and don'ts.
但是基督徒的信仰说已经成了。
But in Christianity, it says it has been accomplished. It is done.
你会发现讲到恩典，讲到我们基督徒的救恩是非常非常的特殊 ，the uniqueness of grace.
So the uniqueness of Christianity is grace.
是一个特殊的、与众不同的。
It is different from any of the other beliefs.
如果我们讲到这个，我们就想到圣诞节，我们送礼物。
So come to this point, we'll think about presenting gifts in Christmas time.
没有人希望他送你礼物，你掏两块钱来跟他买。
No one would expect you to pay for your gift.
这个是今天的头一点。
This is the first point.
但是很不幸的，我们刚刚还念了腓立比书第二章的话。
Yet, when we read about the Philippians, it brings out to a different point.
他那边腓立比书跟以弗所书都是使徒保罗写的。
Both epistles were written by Paul.
也都在圣经的新约里面。
Both were recorded in the New Testament.
以弗所书刚我们说得救是本乎恩典。
In Ephesians says we're saved by grace.
但是这一个腓立比书第二章十二节十三节这边说，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Yet in Philippians chapter 2 says you should work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
你看这边讲到要做成你们得救的功夫，那不是跟基督徒的信仰，不是跟世界信仰一样吗？
It's seemingly to be contradictory to the saved by grace and fall into the same category of the world religion.
中文翻了一个很不容易翻的希腊文，是叫做 katagazomai， 这个字就翻成做成功夫。
So this very difficult Greek word, which I do not know how to pronounce, it means to work it out. Work it out yourself.
英文说 work out 是说做成做出来。
In English it says 做出来 or work it out.
这个字在圣经的里面出现新约出现二十二次。
This word appeared in the New Testament for 22 times.
有十一次在罗马书的里面。
11 times was in Romans.
所以我们从罗马书的三节的圣经来看看这个字到底是什么意思。
So let's go to the Romans to find out exactly what it means.
在罗马书四章十五节说律法惹动了怒气。
So the laws produces the anger.
在罗马书七章七节到八节那边说，当律法提到说不能贪心的时候，就有贪心在我里面发动，英文又是 produce。
So in Romans chapter 7, it says again the laws produces the greedy。
在罗马书的第七章十五节那边很特别的说，我如果做了我不想做的是我做了我自己不明白的。
When I also in chapter 7 verses 15 says I've done something that I do not understand.
所以在新约的中文的圣经翻成惹动、发动，而且做，都是这同样的一个希腊文。
So it's the same translation from the same Greek word, produce and do.
好像都是在说负面的。
It seemingly to bring out a negative point.
这个负面是我不愿意做的，我由不得自己的，我只好做出来。
It seemingly says something like something is not out of my own will. That is something I do not want to do, but I do it.
但是很有意思的，你们做成你们得救的功夫也是同样一个字。
Yet to work out your salvation is using the same word.
那个恩典在我们的里面，让我们由不得自己的活出一个得救人的样子。
So it is that very much, that very grace that lives through ourselves so that we will produce or will do out the good deeds.
不光是这样的活出，这样的发动在我们里面，这样的在我不知道的时候它就从里面活出来。
It is not only that lives in us for us to produce this deed, it is produced beyond our own comprehension.
而且他这边说要恐惧战惊的。
And you work it out is work it out with fear and trembling.
我这两段圣经我读了半天，我不晓得要怎么样恐惧战惊活出得救的功夫。
How am I going to supposed to produce or work it out the salvation with fear and trembling?
刚刚主席的祷告为着上个礼拜在康州发生的枪击案。
Just now our presider in his preaching he mentioned about this massacre in Connecticut a week ago.
我看到了一段的新闻是这样子。
I saw in one part of the news it stated as such.
在那两个教室，特别是那个一年级那个老师 Victoria Soto 他自己也死了，那个教室里面。
Especially in that very classroom where the teacher, Victoria Soto, was also killed.
只有一个女孩子，名字没有透露，她活的。
Only one little girl survived the killing.
她也是当警察的 SWAT team 到的时候，她是唯一从学校里面冲出来的。
And she was the only girl run out of the school when the SWAT team from the police arrived.
在她的课室里面，老师也死了，她的同学都死了。
In her classroom, all her fellow students, including the teacher, were all dead.
这个唯一的生还者。
The only survival.
到底她怎么生还的？
How did she survive the tragedy?
她看见的那个凶手的样子。
She saw the face of the killer.
很多人在等她告诉我们。
Many are waiting for her to tell us.
在当地的一个牧师 Pastor Jim.
A local pastor, Pastor Jim.
在提供给她辅导。
It was providing counseling.
这个女孩子当她冲出来看见她的父母亲的时候。
When this little girl ran out of the classroom and saw her parents,
目击者看见她从头到脚都是血。
Many witnesses saw that she was covered with blood.
她看见妈妈，她大声说：“妈妈 ，I'm okay， 我还好。”
And when she saw her mother, she yelled out, "Mother, 我还好 ，I'm okay."
她说 ：“All my friends， 我每一个我的朋友都死了。”
She said.我每一个朋友 they all died.
All my friends. 亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
有一个人为我们死在十字架上。
There's one person who died on the cross for us.
他来降生就是为着在十字架上流血。
The purpose of his came became the flesh was to die on the cross.
老师的血跟其他的孩子的血不像耶稣基督的血也在我们的身上遮盖洗净我们的罪
Unlike the blood that this young girl was had Jesus' blood was shed to through all of us
当我看到这个新闻的时候我忽然间明白一个蒙恩得救的人是恐惧而是战惊的
So through this newsThat brought me to the realization that a saved person is with trembling and fear.
因为后面讲得更清楚。
Because it's so clearly described later.
十三节说，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
It says because it is God who works in you, to fulfill His good purpose.
从这一节的圣经，你可以看到几件事。
So in this passage, you can see several points.
他一开始的连接词，他说因为。
And in the very beginning of the sentence, said for.
前面所说的，我们就恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
In the previous passage, it says to work out a salvation with trembling and fear.
在认识耶稣基督为我们生为我们死我们在恐惧战惊的里面活出他恩典的生命
Because we recognize the God's or Jesus came to this world and died on the cross that bring us about our work out our salvations with fear and the trembling
原因他说因为 for 这个原因是什么
For or because it is a state over here.
就说到整个的这个计划，这个恩典是出于神的主动。
In this whole plan, this whole Jesus dying on the cross is through the initiative from God Himself.
是他的工作。
It is His work.
中文圣经说是神在我们心里运行。你看英文是怎么样？
And in the English word, it's more clear and says, it is his work to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose.
是他主动，是他的工作。
It's his work that to fulfill and to act. It is not our work.
因为这所有的基础是他的工作，他的起手。
Because all the foundations are upon his work and his initiative.
他的工作重点呢中文翻成立志行事好像是一件事英文很清楚。
Again, in the English version, it's more clear.
他的重点。
His attention of his point.
是 to will and to act. 是立志行事。
Is to will and to act.
是恩典临到我们，在我们的里面有一个选择。
When the grace is offered to us, we actually had a choice.
让我们里面的选择是让他能够活出来。
Our choice is to have him to live through us.
我们的选择是我们的意志，我们的 will.
The choice from us, it is our will.
活出来是我们的行事为人。
To live out is our action.
这是这个恩典借着我们相信在我们里面活出来的两个工作的重点。
So the grace is through God's living in us to live out his will.
我盼望在圣诞节的时候你对耶稣基督的信仰有一个深入的了解。
I sincerely hope in the time of Christmas, you will have a deeper understanding of God's grace.
他不是模仿。
He's not an imitator.
不是修行。
He's not by your own deeds.
而是接受他让他从里面活出来。
It is to receive him so he can live through you.
而他的工作的重点在我们的意志，在我们的行为。
The emphasis is on his will and we act it out.
这一节圣经讲得很清楚，为要成就他的美意。
It is to fulfill his good purpose.
是他自己的工作，他自己来成全，为着达到他自己的目的。
It is his will and his work to accomplish his purpose in us.
完全出于神的。
It is all from God.
所以回头到以弗所书第二章第八节，他说这不是出于自己。
Therefore, you go back to Ephesians, he says, it is not coming out of us.
乃是神所赐的。
It is given by God.
不是出于我们的行为。
It is not by our deeds.
有没有行为？有行为啊。
We do have deeds.
但是那个行为是果而不是因。
But the deeds is the, is not the cause, but the result.
是有这个生命，这个恩典临到我，所以我很自然的一定有这个表现，有这个结果。
When grace is upon us, the consequences will live out the good deed.
一个蒙恩的人。
A person who's being saved.
他就成为一个恩典的反射。
He becomes the reflection of grace.
这就达到神自己的美好的旨意。
And this accomplishes the good will of God.
救恩是神无价的礼物。
Salvation is a priceless gift from God.
不是他给我们的报酬或者犒赏。
It is not a reward.Or a word.
人的努力，人的改良，人的修行，不能增加耶稣基督救恩，不能完全不能增加。
Your effort will not be able to increase God's grace even by a bit.
所以我愿意跟许多在努力，靠着自己努力的人这样子说。
So I want to emphasize to you, for those of you who is trying very hard right now, quote unquote.
当你觉得自己够不上的时候。
When you feel that you are not worthy.
也不会因为你够不上就减少了救恩。
The grace is not going to be decreased because you feel you are not worthy.
是耶稣基督加 plus nothing.
It's Jesus Christ.Without need of a plusing or increasing anything,
你我所要的是像那一天的马槽，像那一天的耶稣基督的父母心胸怀，把它接到我们的心里面来。
What all you need is to receive this little baby in the manger and Jesus Christ.
你让他在你里面活出他的自己来。
You let him in yourself to live out himself.
我刚刚非常稀奇听到潘兰弟兄他为着28个丧生的人祷告。
And when I heard our presider pray for the 28 dead,
凶手杀了
27个人。
Yeah, I know. The killer killed 27 people.
为什么为28个人祷告？
Why did he pray for 28?
难道那样的可怕的一个杀人犯也配被我们祷告吗？
Is he worthy, the killer, worthy our prayer?
这叫做基督徒信仰的文化。
This is called the culture of Christian faith.
这回的枪击案让我回想到十几年前我在匹兹堡碰见的一件事。
This reminds me of an event when I was pastoring in Pittsburgh.
有也是这样的一个凶手，他专门杀少数民族。
There was this killer. His specialty was to kill the minorities.
所以那一天，这个人到五个印度餐馆、中国餐馆，还有日本料理餐馆去开枪杀人。
This person went to a Chinese restaurant, an Indian restaurant, and a Japanese restaurant to kill people.
当这件事发生的时候，整个的城市受震撼。
After this happened, the whole city was shocked.
我记得在那个两个中国餐馆出事情的那个购物中心的停车场。
So the two Chinese restaurants on the parking lot in front of a restaurant.
我们举行了一个烛光追悼晚会。
So we had a memorial service for these people.
那天当时克林顿总统还是总统，他的代表也来了。
That was the time during the Clinton administration, and he had sent his representative.
啊，有色人种的代表也来了。
Whether you're a minority or not, you're represented.
啊，犹太人。印度人、中国人，特别餐馆业很多人来了。
Whether it's Jewish or any other backgrounds, they all had their representation.
警察、警界的人来了。
The police were represented.
法律界的人来了。
From the law and enforcement.
而且强调少数民族在美国的权利的这些活动的人也来了。
Those society, they especially wanted to emphasize the rights of the minorities were all represented.
在那天晚上的演讲里面，很多很多的谴责。
There were many speeches that night were full of condemnations.
所以要求制裁这种样的一个憎恨、憎恶罪的这种样的情形。
And there was a lot of demands to punish the evil.
因为他们安排中间叫我要带最后的祷告。
But in their arrangement, they had asked me to do the closing prayer.
我记得在开始演讲之前，有一个死难者中国人的家属，好像是叔叔还是伯伯，过来问我。
So before the meeting, there was one the uncle of the one of the deceased person approached me.
因为他听说这个杀人犯枪手的父母亲是医生。
Because he understood that the killer's parents, one of his parents, it was a doctor, was a physician.
而且在匹兹堡的南区住在非常贵的地方。
And they lived in a very affluent community.
他在要求我去跟这些警界、法界、政界的人。跟他们要求他的父母亲给我们的家属有赔偿。
So he made the request to demand the compensation from the killer's parent.
我心里非常非常的痛苦。
I feel very struggled with that request.
我通常祷告没有打稿子。
I usually don't write my prayer down.
即使是那种场面，我也没有稿子。
Even in a situation like that, I never really pre-write down my prayer.
但是当我上去祷告的时候，
But when I went up there to pray,
我为着死难的家属祷告，
I pray for the families of the deceased.
为着这种族中间的仇恨，求神来化解。
I asked God to resolve the hatred among the different racial groups.
但是到后来由不得的，我就为着
这个凶手跟他的父母亲祷告。
Yet I couldn't stop myself by praying for the killer and his parents, his families.
因为只有神的恩，神的爱，才能医治这个大地。
Only God's grace can heal this world.
恩典在我们的里面，恩上加恩，就活出他的恩典。
When grace is in our heart, and grace upon grace, we can live out the act of salvation.
恩典是不是无价？
Is grace priceless?
恩典是不是不要钱？
Is grace really free?
我们家的 grace, 她的成长，我们家的女儿恩典。
I was waiting. the grace, my daughter, and when she was growing up,
她的一喜一乐。
Her happiness or sadness.
每一样事情影响我们。
Every moment of her mood impacts us.
我们看作她挣扎的成长。
We saw how she was growing up and sometimes with struggles.
好像当年的母亲经过惨难把她生出来。
Just like the mother had to go through the delivering to give birth to this child.
现在她自己在成长的过程里面，在痛苦和挣扎的里面。
But through her struggling in her growing up.
那是恩典。
That was grace.
是活的。
It's life.
他自己要走这个路。
She had to walk the path.
他里面有我们的生命。
She has our life.
他还要活出这个生命。
And she will live out this life.
所以我把这个问题留给各位。
So I leave this question with you.
希望是一个礼物留给你。
Hope is a gift to you.
您自己回答。
You can answer that yourself.
恩典是不是无价的？
Is grace free?